Welcome to the Keeping It Young radio program, conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. I'm Dave.
And I'm Bethley.
And we are the Youngs. Join us now as we conclude our conversation entitled Seven Vital Steps for Building a Christian Family, Part 1. We're going to share with you seven steps based on this Deuteronomy passage that every one of you parents can embrace.
Right.
And we're just going to jump right in. We don't have long on this one, but this one is a really big one. And early in Deuteronomy 6, he mentions that we are to fear God.
Yes.
And just a simple statement that shows up all over the pages of God's Word.
It really does.
And really it's confusing. It's like, what does it mean to fear God? What does it mean to... we all know it, and we sing about it, and we hear about it, and it comes up all the time.
Right.
But let's talk about this one. So the first thing we're going to say to you moms and dads is that the fear of God is important in your family and in your
home.
It is. You have to practice it. Live it,
right.
And teach it.
Right.
And just to begin here, the word does have several meanings. On the one hand, fear God does have the idea to be scared to death. and all of us know what that's like.
Right.
You know, I know people all the time that have a fear of snakes or a fear of spiders or a fear of heights.
Right.
There is a definite uneasiness there. God is real, and
right.
He's almighty, and He's powerful.
Right.
But the other side of that is reverence.
Yes.
So those are the two meanings. And what you find in the Bible is when a word has several meanings, both can apply in any given text unless the context determines a specific definition.
Okay.
And so you'll find that often in God's Word. Notice that in God's Word, the fear of God is a good thing.
Yes.
Let's just walk through these verses. Listen to these. Here's Psalm 33 and verse 8.
Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of Him.
So he just says here, let everybody fear the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Let the inhabitants stand in awe. Those are two different words, but interestingly, the word fear means scared to death or awe. And I looked it up. The word awe means awe or scared to death.
Oh.
Two different words,
yes.
But they both mean basically two different meanings.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that I find very interesting there. Look at Psalm 33, verse 18, or listen to this one.
Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear Him, upon them that hope in His mercy.
Notice that fearing God and hoping in His mercy are connected, so that fearing God is a good thing there.
Mm-hmm.
And the result is that when I fear God, whatever that means, His eye is upon me. That's
right.
His protection, His care. He watches over me and my children.
And we're also aware that He is merciful.
Yeah, Psalm 34:7.
The anger of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear Him and delivers them.
That should have been angel. The angel
of
the Lord.
Oh, the anger of the Lord. Oh.
Yeah, that was a typo on my fault right there.
Sorry, the angel of the Lord.
She just read that beautifully, though. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear Him and delivers them.
Mm.
So when you fear God, it brings His protection and His deliverance. That's really interesting,
right.
Isn't it? This is a positive thing.
Yes.
Psalm 111 verse 10 says,
the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
So there's something here that begins wisdom. That's what we want from our children.
Yes.
For wisdom to begin in their life and in their heart. Proverbs 1 and verse 7.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and knowledge.
That's a really good one there. It not only is the beginning of wisdom, it's the beginning of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And if you despise wisdom and knowledge, he's putting those last two verses together, it means you're a fool.
Doesn't it say, but fools despise wisdom and instruction? In the Word of God. I know we printed these out on the iPad.
Yeah, the word was knowledge this morning, but
there is
another passage.
So, that says instruction.
He does put together the word instruction in a different passage.
Okay.
He puts together knowledge, wisdom, discretion, and understanding.
Yes.
All those go together. Instruction and understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's Proverbs 1:29.
For they that hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord.
So he talks about those who had judgment in their life was because they hated knowledge.
Mm.
And the reason they hated knowledge is they did not choose the fear of the Lord.
Mm.
You know, one of the New Testament passages says that you can be a generation that is ever learning, but never knows the truth.
Yes.
And that is uncannily, amazingly, shockingly where we live today.
Yes.
Always learning,
yes.
But no truth.
Right.
Let's see, where are we there? Proverbs 8:13.
The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogance, and the evil way, and the froward mouth do I hate.
Yeah, there's a little break there. I didn't put the right punctuation in.
Okay.
The fear of the Lord is to hate evil,
mm-hmm.
is the break. And then he says, pride, arrogance, and the evil way, and the froward mouth I hate. So the fear of the Lord is a positive thing. It brings God's favor. It brings blessings. It brings wisdom. It brings knowledge, brings understanding. But the fear of the Lord also results in my hating that which is wrong, which will hurt me and damage me. Listen to Proverbs 10:27.
The fear of the Lord prolongeth days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened.
It has something to do about our life. It makes a difference in how we live and how our days are lived.
Yes.
And then in Proverbs 14:27, I liked how he said this one.
The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death.
So it brings life and delivers us from things that will ensnare us.
Right.
Damage us, hurt us.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So moms and dads, this is what the Bible is teaching. We are to fear God.
Yes.
Deuteronomy 6 says it right away. That okay, families, if you're going to do well, you got to fear God.
Right.
And so the question is, well, how in the world do you do that? I've got a 3-year-old. I got a 9-year-old. I have a, we have a 12-year-old.
Right.
And an 18-year-old. How do you train this? How do you teach your children and how do you practice it? Well, remember the definition of the words. And we have two words here to discuss and we're done today. The first word is the word reverence.
Right.
And the second word is the word fear.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing we have to help our children do is to have a reverence for God,
right,
and a fear of that which is wrong, a fear of God's judgment,
right.
And here's some practical ways, just for us.
Well, the word reverence itself means to stand in awe.
Yes.
So you're at this point, you're pointing your children to the goodness of God. Mm-hmm. You think of that. You don't think of that in line with fear. But to reverence the Lord, to fear him, is to stand in awe of him. So you're pointing them to goodness. Yeah.
So that we have our kids a wow.
Yes.
There's a wow.
Yes.
Wow, God is good. Wow, that is amazing.
Yes.
Wow. And we look for those opportunities. You've heard us say more than a few times on this podcast, we've always insisted that our children sing.
Yes. During the congregational singing.
Because that singing is worship, but it also is standing in awe. Mm-hmm. When we're in a church and there's powerful rendition of How Great Thou Art, there's something about awe there.
Right.
And it doesn't have to be an older hymn. There are many beautiful new songs that just, there's one we've heard many times, His Mercy Is More.
Yes.
That just makes you stand in awe of His forgiveness or how He can deliver you.
Yes.
So we it can show up in the way we sing.
Mm-hmm.
We've always made a habit of praying together daily.
Right.
And at meals.
Having gratitude.
Yeah. So by saying thank you, thank you, thank you, those are teaching us to have an awe, a reverence of God.
Right.
We're very careful with God's name. And as I was meditating on this, one of the Ten Commandments says not to take the name of the Lord thy God in vain.
Yes.
Not to use it flippantly or in an empty sense.
Right.
And one of the things I remembered when we were, I don't know, how old would our kids have been? I just remember there was Abby and Josh.
Right.
Was
they were Matthews, pretty little.
Was Matthews there yet?
I'm sure he was. I'm sure he was a baby.
And so somewhere along the way, Bethany and I remembered the old movie. It was the old one, not the new one, The Parent Trap.
Right.
And we always thought that was the coolest movie in the world. It was funny. It's the twins and they switch places and all that happens.
I think this actually may have been the newer edition.
Okay. Well, it was one of them.
One of them. Yes.
Yeah, one of those. And we didn't think anything about it. We watched it as a family. We laughed. It was just it was a family night and the kids enjoyed it. Well, a few days later, we were going somewhere and our Abigail says quite dramatically, "Oh my," and says the name God.
Right.
And because we don't do that, we don't say that, we don't talk that way. We've never permitted our children to say that. Do you remember
oh,
that?
Oh, yes. Yes, I
and
do.
She's like, "Oh my," and she says that, and we're just like, "What in the world?" And I remember
where
them
did
both
you
was
hear
like,
that?
"Where did you hear that?" And she didn't miss a beat. She's like, "In the movie the other night."
Yes.
And so Bradley and I were like, "Oh." And we had to think through, okay, what are we going to do there to help with that? I remember we said, well, we don't say that.
Right.
Well, then later we just thought about, this would be good to follow up on. And so it was a VCR. That's how long ago this was. Uh-huh. And we took that VCR and we sat down with the children and we told them this movie was not wrong. It's funny. We enjoyed it. But because of that one phrase they used,
right,
we don't want you to hear that or say that. Mm-hmm. So with our children, we threw that VCR away.
Well, we threw the video away.
We threw the video away.
The whole VCR.
The VCR tape away. And if we were real fundamentalists, we'd have thrown the whole thing away.
Maybe.
But we threw it away and that VCR tape. And you know what? didn't really think that much about it necessarily. It came up in a few illustrations through the years in my preaching. But I know that as my kids are grown now, our kids are grown now, that will occasionally come up. Remember when mom and dad threw that VCR tape?
It made a profound impact
but
in their life.
My point being is something that small, that simple, can teach our kids to fear God.
Right.
To have a reverence for him. Mm-hmm. You can create opportunities for awe. Mm-hmm. And let's end here in just a moment, a concert, taking our kids to hear, a Christian concert.
Right.
Or a camp service where God is really working mightily and our children yes. sense God's presence there mm-hmm. and the worship and the response.
Right.
Even taking my daughter when Abby was a teenager, I was preaching in Vegas, took her with me. The pastor let me borrow his convertible. And Abby cool. and I drove way up in the desert one night. Actually, we were in California because I was going over to preach in a chapel service at West Coast Baptist College. Mm-hmm. And there was an exit up there, no lights, no services, but we just took that exit, drove a mile or so off the interstate down this lonely, nobody there road, put the top down on the convertible and just sat there and looked at the stars. It was about 4,500 feet elevation up in the desert. And the stars were brilliant. No lights to move them. And it was such a wow experience.
Right.
God did that. Mm-hmm. God is real.
Yes.
And so we've got to create those opportunities, and then we've got to create opportunities to fear God.
Yes.
Comment on that a little bit, and we'll close.
Well, I think in our Christian culture, this is counterculture mm-hmm. to create a fear of God, because we do have a God who loves us and who shows us grace and mercy, and we often capitalize on that. And it is true that we should teach our children that no matter what you do, no matter where you go, God is going to love you unconditionally, and we should teach them that we will too.
Yes.
But fear of the Lord is biblical. It's all over the Bible, and so we should teach our children that God is displeased with the wicked every day. The mm-hmm. Bible does say that. And if we do wicked in our life and we continuously sin, now every day we have to confess.
Sure.
Every day we have to make things right and clean things up in our life. But if we are in continuous sin, it is displeasing to the Lord.
Absolutely.
And so we should teach them that we should fear him, not just because he's a God of wrath and judgment, although he does chastise us. The Bible sure. does teach us that. But because sin is a bondage maker,
yeah.
it will chain them up. It will make them a slave to that sin.
And
we should be afraid of that. We should be afraid of the consequences of sin in our life.
You've been listening to Keeping It Young, where we have conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. Today's episode was the conclusion of our episode entitled 7 Vital Steps for Building a Christian Family, Part 1. Join us next time as we begin Part 2.
For more information or to hear more Keeping It Young, go to tilradio.org or keepingityoungpodcast.com. This has been a co-production with Keeping It Young and TIL Radio Network.